Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of, you know, with Tom Brady leaving, the Patriots are really going to have to rely on their trend don't break defense.
What?
That is courtesy, bend don't break, courtesy of Johnny Davis. Hey, man, it's running dry out here. You know what I'm saying? Johnny Davis.
We'll keep pumping the wells.
Yeah, I'm going to use them all. I'm going to treat it like, you know, in these times of having to conserve, I'm going to use every single short show title, Nightgeist title that gets recommended to us.
Boom.
Anyways, I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
Hey,
Hey. Let's tell the people what is trending this fine Friday. I feel like we're all feeling pretty pessimistic, real downer,
yeah.
Real down in the dumps,
lacking a certain faith in our government to address what is already looking like a really bad, terrible situation, which I think we had always seen coming, but now more tests are coming up. Like all the experts are saying, exponential infection numbers. That's one of the reasons why New York is trending right now, because Governor Cuomo basically ordered that all non-essential businesses and their workers just stay at home completely, unless you're like, you know, obviously those specified occupations that are allowed to be out. But yeah, they are, you know, that New York is going under stricter rules now. Yeah, I think people are like, there was like a testing center in Queens that was opening, and people were just lining up to try and get tested. But again, this goes back to the thing of we aren't able to test properly. And so it's making things worse because we don't know who has it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been a refrain that we've talked about throughout the past week, is just that it really feels like we just don't have a clear picture of this thing because we haven't had testing in place, even to the level that a lot of, you know, that most other countries have. I think all other countries except the UK. So, you know, there are a lot of healthcare professionals out there who think that it's worse than even the kind of most the scariest prognoses are telling us, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so New York, it sounds like, is headed towards where California went last night. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
California last night.
Yeah, we don't have the testing or infrastructure to address this properly. So we're just trying to do the only thing we can right now, which is nobody get near anybody right now, because we have to assume everybody is sick.
Yeah. Nobody get hurt.
And Orange County was also trending, Orange County, Florida. Because they are actually going to begin mandatory curfew from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. So there's a lot of every town, every municipality, state, they're realizing probably that it's been spreading for a while and now are just doing whatever they can to slow it down. So that's why it's doubly important that people socially distance, stay inside, because, we're still learning things new by the day about this virus.
Yeah. It just seems like there's been a lot coming out from Italy and, from just health professionals around the world that is just like a wave of, you guys don't really know what's about to hit you. Let's all hunker down and hope for the best and do what we can. And I think we mentioned on Monday's episode, but if you have any excess hand sanitizer, masks, gloves, there's a way to donate those to hospitals because they're going to need them. Orange County in Florida, that's by Orlando, right? I think that's, I remember seeing Orange County when we were down there. That's not even a spring break hotspot. I'm wondering if.
Well, I'm sure just
any
because
of these spring break destinations are gonna do anything a little bit more.
Yeah, well, I'm sure just with the amount of theme parks in the area, they're like, yeah, we can't. We have to really consider what's going on. And I know a lot of people are, trying to get last minute flights in or out of the country as borders start closing. So it's a lot of movement.
Yeah, man. Let's talk Cash App. A little glimmer of good news. They're trending on Twitter because they're giving away $50,000.
Yeah. They do this every now and then, or I think every Cash App Fridays, I think they do.
Yeah, that's right. They're always trending on Friday.
Yeah, so now, I think people, especially with more people in need, another way to move funds around is probably doing well right now. And also, they're just, they're giving away money and hopefully to needy people. That's just one of the things that's getting big traction on Twitter. And lastly, what's trending all over the internet is Ahsoka Tano, which, Jack, as you know,
as
from,
I know,
because you love,
do you want to take
Clone
this
Wars
one, or you want me to take?
Yeah, no,
actually,
I mean,
why
look,
don't
you're
take
a,
it?
You're
no,
a big you Star it. Wars expanded universe guy, dude. Yeah. I see you out there. You know what time it is with Ahsoka. Obviously, she's a Togruta female, and was the Padawan or apprentice to Anakin Skywalker. But
Anakin
you see
Skywalker,
her character
right.
mostly in the Clone Wars animated right. series. But it's trending right now because Rosario Dawson, they said, has been cast to play this character alongside Pedro Pascal in the season 2 of Mandalorian, which will be kind of cool to start seeing some Jedi shit.
Yeah, I, for one, am enjoying the Rosanasance, as we're calling it. Yeah, that's what we're calling it.
Go on. No,
the Dawsonissance.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Rosanissance. All right.
There we go.
That's dope. I didn't even watch the first season, but I hear it's good.
I've
heard that Disney Plus is like struggling a little bit post The Mandalorian. Like that shot them out of the gates, but then it's been a little bit not so hot for them. And that
that makes sense. Their originals aren't that many things that have people like talking. I mean, there is like that one. I saw one episode of that show where it's like people in their 40s who were in musicals in high school, like get back together to do a production. Like one more show. That was fine for the first episode. And I was like, I might watch that again. And I never did. But
just
I think it's,
when
it's mostly getting library.
Thought I was out,
views.
They pull me back in. Sorry.
The Godfather musical?
Yeah, the Godfather musical. That sounds bad, but maybe it's good and I'm just underestimating it, but it sounds like other people are too. Well, shit, man. I'm about to spend the weekend watching movies on Netflix Party with some friends and getting reacquainted with some other friends, courtesy of some of your recommendations. So I appreciate that. Anything else you want to recommend to people besides the standard stay the fuck inside?
Yeah, stay the fuck inside. Tell all, if you have younger siblings, cousins, family members, coworkers who are out there acting like this shit is a game, please try and talk some sense into them. And when they go, dude, it's not a problem for like young people. Guess what? Yeah. You can be hospitalized. It's not that it's not a problem for young people. And also, they might show some symptoms. Spend time with a parent, an elderly loved one, and then give them the virus. And then that would have to be on their conscience. So why don't you absolve yourself of a little bit of that? And if you're able to, stay home and just away from people. Because the more people are out there, the more it spreads. And I can't stress that enough because I don't think the government is enough. And I don't think the media is enough. Rather than just being like, wow, can you believe millennials? And it's like, hey, assholes, we're not even the ones out there right now.
Yeah, it's that's the fucking Gen Z kid. Yeah.
So, okay, boomer. So, yeah, I think just that. And also, yes, do a little, you know, hang out on Google. Like I'm like scheduling. I'm like, okay, what time can you get up? Okay, I've got my high school homies on one little hangout. I have like some junior high friends of college people. Please, you know, get your socializing on too, because there's plenty of ways to do that technologically. And it is fantastic.
If you're trying to quit drinking and you've never gone to AA because you thought it was weird or you didn't want to go show your face in a meeting, you can find Zoom meetings now super easily. Go check one out. You no longer have an excuse if you're trying to quit drinking. Very easy.
All right, guys. Any substance abuse program.
They're all making themselves
available online. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. That is going to do it for this week. We stay safe out there, and we'll be back on Monday with another podcast. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.